Welcome back, everybody. Hi. You're listening to the Nick DiGilio Show here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. 6 o'clock, my man, Steve Cochran. Coming up in a little bit, we've got You Big Dummy. That's where we take all the stories of people doing really dumb stuff. They make the news. And then we vote on the dummiest. And you can read a You Big Dummy story if you'd like. Find a link to a funny dummy story. Somebody did something really dumb. And find that link and send it to Dan and say, I'd like to read this on the air. Dan will set it up. You'll not only be on the air with us reading a part of the segment, but you'll also get yourself a $25 Lou Malnati's gift card, which is it's a win-win-win-win situation. So find that article to the dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, nickdshow@gmail.com. And that is also the email address to send your straight out of contexts and your Nick D Show spies to. So mark that down, nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, so AMC is probably the theater chain that is the most, that probably has the most theaters, or the most popular of theater chains throughout the country and the world, I believe. And one of the guys at at AMC decided that he thought it would be a good idea. His name is Adam Aaron. And during CinemaCon this week, Variety Magazine interviewed Adam Aaron, the new AMC entertainment guy. He has been CEO for less than 4 months, and he's making waves, including announcing last month that AMC would buy Carmike to become the largest theater chain in the country. And if the deal goes through, it still needs regularity approval. The combined chain would have 8,380 screens if that happens. During the Variety interview, Aaron talked about three demographics he wants to target: avid moviegoers, competitors' customers, and millennials who don't go to the movies. And about that last group, Aaron said that he would consider allowing texting in theaters. The quote is, when you tell a 22-year-old to turn off the phone, don't ruin the movie, they hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their phone. That's not how they live their life. At the same time, though, we're going to have to figure out a way to do that so it doesn't disturb today's audiences. One solution, Aaron said, might be taking specific auditoriums and make them more texting friendly. That may make him unpopular. When Regal Entertainment CEO Amy Miles mused in 2012 that theaters should consider experimenting with relaxing cell phone bans, the blowback was very intense. Okay, this is the dumbest idea ever. And so instead of expecting people to show up, 22-year-olds to show up to a movie theater and know how to behave in a movie theater, you're going to alter the rules in order to allow the 22-year-old who does not know how to behave in a movie theater to do whatever the hell they want.
Well, because they don't know how, it's too late to teach them.
You think that?
No.
Right.
That's how I feel. Like this rule, like, well, they can't live without it, so I guess we got to work around it.
Right.
No,
exactly.
We don't.
Exactly right. This is the stupidest thing. 312-981-7200. I know a lot of my listeners go to movies, and, you know, you go to the movies a lot. And my thought process is this. If you can't leave your phone alone for 2 hours, stay home. You know what I mean? Like, if you can't stop texting or checking your Facebook or your Twitter or whatever for 2 hours, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, but Brittany's going. Have to go.
I mean, come on. You know, it's fine. Get to the movie theater, you know, check in, tell everybody that you're at the movie theater and what movie you're seeing, and then turn your damn phone off. That's what I do. Turn the phone off.
Yeah, but what if something happens?
Well, then, but, you know, it's amazing that the movie industry has survived all these years and people have actually gone to movies and not communicated, not talked or anything like that. I just think it, but the one thing is this. Okay, so if they decide that this is going to be a thing, and it's in specific theaters, you know, like, okay, you can go to this theater. Theater number 5 is text friendly. So you can go into this theater and you can text. First of all, the theater will be full of morons. Okay. Second of all, because they go to one theater and it's okay to text, what's going to stop them from going to some other theater and going, ah, well, I can do it in that theater. I can do it here. It's just going to encourage more idiotic behavior by younger people. And, you know, it's not just younger people, but it's just people in general.
People, but it will be a lot more younger people.
Well, I understand that. But this is just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It encourages bad behavior. It encourages rudeness. It encourages bad behavior.
Yeah, but you have to let them do what they feel.
No.
There's no consequences anymore. They'll figure out that it's rude.
Yeah, right.
Off on a tangent.
But see,
I get very angry with parents nowadays.
No, I know. That's the thing. It's like, go ahead. Well, we can't stop them. No, teach them and make them stop. Take their damn phones away if you have to. So, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's just ridiculous. 312-981-7200. And for people who think it's not distracting when you're texting, it is. It's completely distracting when you pull your phone out during a movie. I'm not talking. Every phone, when you turn a phone on nowadays, it's so bright that the light comes on and immediately your eye is distracted and it goes right to that where that light is.
I even try when I'm in the when I've been in the theater, if I just want to check the time, I will shove the thing very low down just to peek
to see what time it is. Well, yeah, Dan after my film club events, Dan meets me at the theater, so we drive in together. And so I always text Dan when the movie is ending. So I put my phone on as the credits start at the end of each of the films that I host, because I do a talk afterwards. And the talk, lasts anywhere from, 15 minutes to 45 minutes, something like that. So I text him and I let him know, I just say, hey, man, the movie is ending right now. I send it and I turn the phone off. But when I turn it on, I feel terrible because I'm texting. I mean, the movie is ending. The credits are starting to roll. But, so I hide it and I say, hey, Dan, I'm about to start my talk. Boom, send it, turn my phone off. And even that to me is distracting and horrible. So, and people still take phone calls. I mean, I know it sounds absurd, but people still in the middle of a movie will answer their phone and talk.
No, someone did that when I saw Superman.
Yeah.
Versus Superman. Someone across the, saw a few seats over. They were I was just like, what? Who are you talking to? And you can hear him like, yeah, no, I'm at the movies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Ugh. And so this is, I really think this is the stupidest idea. This is just unbelievably stupid idea. If you want to have theaters for people who want to text, I it's going to spill over. It just encourages people to not behave themselves.
I say, you know what? I say, fine, have that theater, but you charge more. You charge more, and then the theaters that are not that have some sort of alarm go off if you pick up your phone. They have that at a sandwich shop over here on, Orleans. If you go in and your phone rings and you pick it up, an alarm starts sounding throughout the whole store.
Really?
Yeah. Great.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Jerry's sandwiches.
Okay.
I think it's Jerry's sandwiches. Jerry's. Something.
Jerry's. Okay. And so they have, I wonder how.
Delicious sandwiches.
I wonder how they do that.
Yeah. I don't know what the thing
is. What kind of technology that is.
I don't know, but they've had it for a long time now.
Wow. All right. Well, in the latest news, I don't like the new CEO for AMC Theaters. He's an idiot. And if you talk and text during a movie, you're an idiot.
And then won't.
That's it. I mean, that's not even an argument. We can't even have an argument.
And then won't all these kids going in with the cell phones deter people from coming in? So you're losing. You're going to lose money.
Oh, yeah. No,
you're going to make more money,
yep.
But you're not.
No, it's a stupid idea. It's a stupid idea, and it just makes me nuts. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
How you doing? Yeah, I kind of got a solution. You know, if they're going to do the texting, all the texting, they should do like a restaurant did back in the day. You got a smoking section, you got a non-smoking section. The texting section should be maybe the last four rows in the theater, so nobody in front of you is shining their light from their phone, so everybody in the back, if you want somebody cell phone in your face, the last four rows, that's going to happen. There should be a section. If you're in the non-texting section, they should throw you out of theater.
Yeah, well, I just don't even think there should be texting allowed in any theater. I don't even think it's something.
100% agree with you.
Yeah.
But like I said, AMC is going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, then have a separate, have two movies of the same movie, but have one theater texting and the theater no texting.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're proposing. They're proposing that, you know, let's say you go to a movie complex and there are 12 screens. Maybe two of them are text friendly theaters, and then the rest of them aren't. So that seems to be what they're shooting for. I just don't think.
And two theaters and the rest of them, the regular people and the other people.
Well, that's what they're hoping will happen. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
I just don't think we should encourage it.
See, but even if people are in the back, you know people are going to have on the button noises.
Absolutely.
And the dings and the this and the that.
And also, you know what comes along with texting? Like putting it in the back rows, I get that. And that's a solution. That's one way to do it. But you know what comes along with texting? Giggling.
Yeah.
Incessant giggling.
Yep.
That's not good.
No. It's giggling and talking and whispering and all that stuff. It's just, I don't think we should, this is just not something we need to, this isn't even something we need to acknowledge. When you go to the movies, turn your phone off. That's it. That's the rule. And if you can't turn your phone off and you can't stop texting or looking at your phone for 2 hours, stay home. Don't go to the movies. Enabling this kind of thing, that's what this guy is. He's an enabler. Adam Aaron, enabler. Don't enable these people. Learn that you need to behave in public the way that normal people behave in public. Phone off. No texting. No calling. No selfies. None of that crap. Turn your phone off for 2 hours. Good God. All right. We got some people who are calling in and texting. 312-981-7200 is the phone number right here on WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. And our regular features are coming up in just a little bit. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. We'll kick it off with You Big Dummy and then Fly Jams Friday. We'll begin. Been talking about this story out of Variety that says Adam Aaron, who is the new AMC CEO, says that he is contemplating being texting friendly at movie theaters and having specific auditoriums for texting. I think this is the stupidest idea ever. And it just completely enables and encourages people to behave in a way that they should not behave. So here is Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, this is just another sign of the times of our Ritalin-induced society. You know, little Jimmy doesn't want to do math. Little Jimmy can color instead, you know?
Yeah.
And these are just adult versions of that, you know? It's pretty sad.
It is. I agree. I mean, you know, it just seems to me that if you can't, you know, behave in public in the way that you're expected to behave, then you shouldn't go out in public.
Yeah, that's right. My mother-in-law used to own a theater. I don't know if you want me to tell you which one.
Huh?
She used to own a theater, and they would get death threats, literal death threats. They had to throw people out of the theater with the police if someone or the kids would walk down and say, hey, can you please turn off your phone, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I know that there has been violence in theaters when people complain to other people, get off the phone. And then, like, fights have broken out. People have gotten hurt. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, you want to start a riot in a theater? Tell someone to stop texting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Rich. Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care. Yep. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got a bunch of texts that just came in about this stupid idea. 630 area code says, I'm a high school teacher. And I teach mostly seniors. We can't get 18-year-olds to shut their phones off for 5 minutes at school, let alone 2 hours in a theater. Well, something's got to be done about that.
Yeah, but in a school, you can't really do much in the sense of, like, discipline other than, like, go to the detention.
Well, don't
but
they have...
a theater, you can just be like, get out.
Yeah, you can kick them out of the theater, which is what they should do. People should, you know, they should have ushers come in and kick these people out of the theater. They shouldn't be there. But at a school, I know that there are some schools that at the beginning of the school day, the kids have to put their phones in their lockers. I know that we've talked about this on the air before. I don't know if they still enforce that rule because it's gotten so completely ridiculous with people's phones and phones, you know, kids have, you know, every kid has a phone now. But I know that there were a lot of schools where at the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the day every year, you would put your phone in your locker and lock it up and leave it in there throughout the day. And if you were caught with a phone, you would get detention. 630 area code says, it annoys me when as soon as the credits roll, you see a bunch of phones light up. It's not like it's that important. I'm sure you didn't get a call to do emergency brain surgery. Right. 708 area code says, before every show, play the movie rules scene from Gilmore Girls. That's a good idea. 630 area code says, wouldn't piracy become an issue too? If you can have your phone, can't you light up the screen and film the movie? Well, here's the thing. As a film critic, I have gone to many screenings that where they have taken our phones, where you have to check your phones. So, like, if it's a movie, especially if it's like a big Hollywood movie, you have to stand in line and check your phone like you check your coat. You get a tag afterwards, and you have to wait in line afterwards and pick up your phone. And this is because of that very thing, because of piracy. You know, if it's some big Hollywood movie and they're screening it 3 weeks ahead of time, they don't want this thing to leak or get out on the internet in any way, shape, or form. So you have to check your phone. That, of course, would be a ridiculous that you couldn't do that. Nobody would go to a movie anymore if you had to wait in line, because I had to wait in line for like 45 minutes one time after a movie to get my phone. And I didn't even have a phone that, you know, like when I went in, I didn't even have a phone that had the capability of doing anything. I had a flip phone, for God's sake. So, all right, here's Margaret on WGN. Hi, Margaret.
Well, hi, Nick. I certainly hope AMC does not do that, because people go to a movie and they would like to watch the movie, not be interrupted by other people who are rude. If these other people, if their lives are so important that they have to text message or talk on a phone, they need to either go in the lobby or maybe stay at home and watch something.
Well, here's the thing. I can understand somebody, you know, having their phone in there. All right, if you're not going to turn your phone off, put it on vibrate and put it in your pocket. And if you are expecting a call, or let's say, I don't know, your wife is pregnant and you're at a movie and your phone vibrates, get up, go out to the lobby, right, you know, and check it. I can totally understand that. If you're in a situation, you know, if you're like on call, if you're a nurse or a doctor or something, and you're on call, have your phone, put it on vibrate so it doesn't make any noise. And the minute it vibrates, get up and leave the theater.
I would agree, Nick.
Yeah.
And to be honest, AMC is not on the popularity list of a lot of customers, because their prices are ridiculous. When they're charging $12, $13 to see a movie that you can see at a much more reasonable price at another theater, plus they can't even have the consideration for people that are on a limited income to have a reasonable fee for seniors that might like to go in the evening, and they're charging like $10 for seniors, mm-hmm, and $13. You know, we don't go to AMC anymore.
Yeah, okay.
We don't go to AMC.
Okay, all right, Margaret. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
bye
care.
Bye.
I don't think that's specifically AMC though. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna.
Although I will say, I was looking at matinee.
Yeah.
Prices, they're really cheap. They're cheaper than the other ones.
No, you can see a movie if you want to go early, very AMC's early.
It's cheap. It's like six bucks.
It's like $6.
Yeah.
You can see a movie for $6.
I was amazed by that.
Yeah. All right. All right. We got a break here. We come back, we'll wrap this up. I think we got a couple of more texts coming in, we will check out that stuff, and then we'll get to our regular features. You Big Dummy, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show, Spies, Fly Jam Friday. But we'll continue to talk about this if you want to text in. 312-981-7200. It's my favorite JT song. All right. Fly Jams Friday, by the way, will begin in roughly a half an hour or so. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio, your overnight dude here on a Friday morning. We've got You Big Dummy coming up, and Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, all right here on your Friday morning show. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. We were just talking about this story that came out of Variety, where the relatively new CEO of AMC Entertainment is contemplating the idea of actually having text-friendly theaters, encouraging people to go to a theater so that they can text, because he says that if you're 22 or so, being asked to turn off your phone is ridiculous. Okay? So I think this is the stupidest idea ever. And we got a lot of texts coming in. We'll wrap it up here. Trucker Rich says, I can understand the importance of bringing a cell phone to the theaters after the sad shootings. However, you should leave it off or just set up an auto reply that says, I'm in a movie. Yeah, that's reasonable. That makes sense. Bob the trucker says, I use a cell phone jammer at restaurants. Jamming everybody else's cell phone. Well, how do you do that?
Something like a machine thingy.
So you have like a cell phone jammer that jams the signal?
I guess so.
While
you better watch out, because there was that guy on the CTA some weeks back who was jamming people's cell phones on the CTA.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah, he got arrested. That's right. Because he wanted some peace and quiet. That's right.
I would not air that to let too many people know.
I totally forgot about that. You know the picture that they ran with that story? The guy looks so grumpy.
So grumpy.
Yeah.
He bought a thing to jam people's
right.
cell phones
so that he could just sit on the train and not have to hear people talking or music or texting or whatever.
He could have solved it. Just some headphones. Put on some headphones, you're fine.
630 area code says, you go, Nick. Phone off! With exclamation points. Tim says, I think more movie theaters should take stances like the Alamo Drafthouse. Zero tolerance. If you talk or text on a phone, you get kicked out. Yes. Yes. They should enforce those rules. Megan says, I work at AMC. This is ridiculous. If you can't focus on a movie, then why go? Also, you obviously have issues if you can't sit and watch a movie for a few hours. People should have self-control. Agreed. Bob says, I think this guy's an idiot. That's a pretty straightforward response from Bob. 219 says, at the movie theater, I fell going down the stairs to refill my soda, and I tore my left meniscus, sprained a ligament, and sprained my right ankle because an old lady turned her phone on, my eye caught the light, and I slipped and fell, and I'm still doing physical therapy. Jeez.
Sewer.
Man. 224 area code says, yes, yes, Nick, thank you. I couldn't agree with you more. Keith says, I'd boycott that chain. And then Danny says, I saw The Revenant last week. The guy behind me started reading the subtitles out loud. His girlfriend said something, and he said, what? I can't read the subtitles.
How embarrassing for that girlfriend.
Yeah. No, you can't, she said. I can't read the subtitles? No, you can't. Oh. Do you know, if you go back, and Finesse Mitchell used to be a cast member on SNL in the early to mid-2000s. And he's a funny guy. I've actually interviewed him. I've had him on the show a couple times. He's a very, very funny guy. You know, his stint on SNL was memorable for a couple of characters, but he was kind of, never graduated from featured player to regular cast member. But he had some funny stuff. And he did a bit where Shaniqua was this character that he did. A female character who lived in the urban city and went to the theaters and would talk a lot online and talk. And he did this bit, which is inspired by a true story that actually happened to him. When a whole bunch of people in a black neighborhood went to a theater, and they went to go see Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and then they slowly the audience slowly realizes that it's subtitled. And he does this bit about, wait a minute, I didn't come to this movie to read. And he does this whole bit about what it's like to see in an urban movie theater something like that, and talking about like reading subtitles out loud and screaming. It's a very, very funny bit. Very funny bit. And I have to say, I grew up going to the movie theaters in the Loop. Predominantly black audiences, and I know this sounds like it's stereotypical, but it's a much louder situation, and there's a lot of talk back. First 20 years I went to movies were in the Loop, And there were many times when my father and I were one of maybe seven white people in the audience. And, you know, lots of yelling back at the screen. And it's a real thing, at least my experiences growing up. And I loved it. I mean, that's it. But I was, of course, I was seeing stuff like Shaft, and I was seeing, you know, Kung Fu movies and stuff. And it was fantastic, you know. But it's an entirely different thing. And so, but this bit, if you can find it online, it's Finesse Mitchell. If you just like Google Finesse Mitchell, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the story will come up. It's very, very funny. So anyway, all right. Well, overall, we did not have one pro texting call or text that came in. Like, we should be allowed to text. No, you shouldn't.